Hello, I'm Rachel Eccles, and this is the
Motivation and Energy
Bedtime Version. Listen to this when you want to go into hypnosis and then perhaps go to sleep at the end. Please do not listen to this recording if you have epilepsy. Do not listen whilst driving or doing anything where you need to concentrate.
So when you're ready, I'd like you to just close your eyes and allow yourself to begin to relax as you listen. In your own time, I'd like you to take a deep breath, breathing out slowly, letting tension ease away with each breath out, relaxing more and more as you let go, just listening and relaxing. You're allowing yourself to relax even more deeply, allowing your whole body to relax as if a wave of relaxation was flowing through your body, through every muscle, as you allow yourself to let go of tension, allowing yourself to relax more and more all the time that I'm talking, all the time as you listen, just drifting and letting go. And this relaxation can flow down through your body. You can allow it to flow down through your arms, into your hands, right to the tips of your fingers. And as the relaxation flows, you can allow a heavy feeling to flow with it through your body as you let go more and more. And this heavy relaxation can flow down through your legs, down into your feet, and right to the tips of your toes. And every muscle is just melting into relaxation. You can just allow it to happen more and more. And any last traces of tension in your body, I want you to allow them to just drain away. Let the tension go. Let it just drain away. As you allow yourself to relax even more deeply, deeper relaxed with each easy breath you take, as you listen, as you let go more and more, allowing yourself to sink deeper now, deeper and deeper down into relaxation. So relaxed and continuing to relax. And as your body relaxes, you can allow your mind to relax too. You can allow all of those thoughts to slow right down, letting those thoughts become quiet, quiet and peaceful. So calm and peaceful. So relaxed as you allow yourself to drift. Drifting deeper now. Deeper and deeper easily, effortlessly, relaxing, without needing to think about anything in particular, not needing to do anything, nor think about anything, but just relaxing. And more, as you relax, your subconscious mind begins to listen. And it keeps becoming less important for you to consciously listen. Your conscious mind is free to drift, while your subconscious mind listens. Becoming more receptive now to changes, wanting to make positive changes. And you can let your subconscious mind help you with that just by relaxing and letting go and listening automatically, whether you're even consciously aware of it or not. In a moment, I'm going to count slowly down from 5 down to 1. And with each number, I want you to allow yourself to relax even more deeply, to let go, to allow yourself to go deeper into relaxation and comfort. You can just allow it to happen. 5. As your body relaxes, your mind relaxes. And as your mind relaxes, you go deeper into relaxation. 4. Deeper and deeper, deeper relaxed. 3. Going deeper now, as you relax and let yourself go all the way down into relaxation. 2. Deeper and deeper down, all the way down, just letting go now. 1. So relaxed, whole body relaxed. And your mind quieter, more tranquil. And you can continue to relax as you listen, allowing yourself to drift just as deep as is comfortable for you, while your subconscious mind tunes in and listens. And change begins to happen so easily and effortlessly. I'd like you to use your imagination and mentally transport yourself to a beautiful garden, a garden of relaxation, a special place where you feel safe, protected, comforted, so calm, so tranquil. And as you walk along the soft green grass, it's almost as though you're floating, as you're feeling so relaxed, so weightless, so peaceful. your unconscious mind can make this place perfect and can allow you to sense all the details, the sights, the sounds, the feelings. Perhaps you can hear the gentle rustling of the leaves as a gentle breeze brushes them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And perhaps you can feel that breeze brushing against you and relaxing you. And you can just experience that. And you can allow all the calm, comforting feelings to wash over you. To just wash over you. And maybe your conscious mind just wants to relax on a garden chair or a hammock. And you can do that. You can discover for yourself that you can relax so deeply and you don't need to listen to me. What your conscious mind does now is not important, so you can allow it to relax so peacefully while your unconscious mind listens, hearing everything, absorbing everything, remembering. Your conscious mind just drifting into sleepy relaxation, letting go and drifting into a daydreamy state and just forgetting. As your unconscious mind takes charge, listening, remembering. You can remember what you need to remember and forget what you don't need and can forget, just listening and drifting deeper down, deep relaxed. So relaxed, and I want you to imagine now that you're just walking along on a pathway leading down to the beach, and the air is warm. You can feel the gentle warmth of the sun on your skin. Stepping onto the sand now, comfortable, letting your feet sink into that soft sand, feeling the relaxation. And allowing that feeling to flow as you relax and let go, just strolling along the beach. Quieter now. The air is warm. There's a soft breeze. It's late afternoon on a warm summer day. And as you walk along, you see sandcastles from earlier in the day. And the sand is perfect. So soft, and the sea is calm. Hear the gentle sound, and you look up at the sky. So clear, so perfect, so peaceful now. Relaxed. Nothing bothers you. Nothing. Nothing disturbs the tranquility of mind that you have right now. Here, just walking along, quiet now, calm, quiet, just letting go. You know that you want and need to have more energy, to feel the power of that energy, to have it flowing easily through you, at your disposal, to use in order to do all the things you need to do each day, and all the things you want to do each and every day. And you know subconsciously too that you need this energy. You need it. I want you to take a moment to mentally scan through your body, to see your energy, to see where it is, to see if it's escaping anywhere, seeping out, being wasted. Mentally scan through your body and see your energy, see the color of it. And as you do this, you can become aware of where your energy is. And if it is seeping out anywhere, you can stop it. You can seal those points and keep that energy safe. Safe and available for you to use when you need to. No longer wasting energy through letting your muscles be unnecessarily tense. Through letting your mind be overworking, thinking too much, worrying, being stressed. All of these things are just wasting your energy, and I want you to stop that now, to change it. So see the color of that energy becoming brighter, stronger, clearer. See the pure energy flowing through your whole body, filling you up, re-energizing every part of you. A positive energy flowing through you, gently, smoothly, softly. And it flows through you and all around you like a shield of protection. This positive energy flows around you, available for you to use anytime you need it. You are finding more and more that you're now feeling happy, positive, and motivated whenever you think of the things that you'd like to do or wish to accomplish. Having a purpose, having a plan, feels good, and you find it comes naturally to you to plan and organize what you are to do each day. Your to-do list drives you, motivates you to get things done, to tick them off, to get the satisfaction of that. And you feel a sense of purpose and direction. And because of that, you find more and more energy to get things done each day. The feeling of control that being organized gives you becomes very desirable to you. You want to be in control, to feel that everything is under control and things are just right, just as they need to be. If there is work to do, it feels good to tick it off your list. Once you get started with something, you want to finish it. And if urgent distractions take you away from the task in hand, you always come back to it later and complete it so that you can get the good feeling that gives you. Because ticking off another job, another task, is so pleasurable. Any little jobs that you've been putting off for some time suddenly become essential, so that you can conquer that procrastination, so that you can prove to yourself you can do it. And you can do that not by thinking, but by doing. You just get it done. Any task, project, or chore, all of the things that you want to do, they become enjoyable. Enjoyable to do and complete. And every time you add something to your list, you feel that good feeling, being in control. Taking control of everything makes you feel secure, confident, because you're getting the best out of yourself. and every time you tick something off your list, you feel a buzz, a good feeling, and your self-esteem feels that boost, like a boost of energy, and you feel compelled to continue getting all the things you want to do done each day. You enjoy it because you have a strong sense of motivation, a feeling of purpose. You even feel a contentment about doing these tasks, about completing them. You enjoy prioritizing, managing your time as efficiently as possible. This makes you feel good. You get important things done first, getting them out the way, knowing that this way you can also find the time to do other things, more of the things you value and enjoy. And you can get more pleasure from those things because you feel that you deserve it more. You do all the things that you need to do each day, and then you move on with ease and enjoyment. More and more, it feels so good to be busy and efficient, planning, organizing, completing things. And every day, you feel so good about yourself, and you deserve to feel good. You deserve to feel good about yourself. And now you're doing all the things that reflect that good feeling more and more. Because being organized makes you feel in control and good about yourself. Getting things done makes you feel strong, more focused, and even more motivated. Even more motivated. Even more motivated. I'd like you to use your imagination now and see yourself standing at a door, a red door, and there's a sign on that door. It says control room. I want you to open the door and step inside, finding all the controls, all the levers and settings, all the dials and switches. This is the control room to your subconscious mind, and all of the controls in here affect the way you feel, the way you behave. And I want you to find the section that controls motivation. Find the lever that affects your motivation to get things done. And the numbers go from 0 to 10. See what number it's on now, and turn it up to the maximum setting, giving you 10 out of 10 for motivation every day. Every day. And notice now a light flowing down upon you. And this light is filling you up with motivation. Your subconscious mind knows how to just allow it to happen. So let the light fill you with motivation, gaining also feelings of confidence and energy that go with that. And you are renewed. Energy is replenished. Absorb all of that positive energy right now. And every day when you wake up, you feel so positive, knowing that you can get something good out of the day, that you can get something done, taking control, making progress. Every day you feel so motivated. And your confidence increases each and every day. I want you to imagine now that you're running. Running on a summer day. Maybe you're on a beach or in a field. Somewhere outside, your subconscious mind accesses a memory from long ago. And you can feel the breeze so refreshing and cooling. As you run with immense energy, with a feeling of excitement, imagine it, full of energy and enthusiasm, and you can feel how good it feels. Let your subconscious mind remember that feeling of excitement and energy. Let it flow through you, filling you up as you capture that feeling. And when you capture that feeling of excitement and energy, as if you were running as fast as you could, I want you to press your finger and thumb together as you hold on to that feeling. And when the feeling fades, let your finger and thumb relax again. The energy, the self-belief, the confidence in yourself, an eagerness to get on with life. That powerful combination you can access any time you choose, just by pressing your finger and thumb together to recall this feeling, to recall the energy, any time you choose to do so. And just doing that gives you a feeling of motivation, making it easy to begin something, to get started, to be active, and you are poised and ready to go, motivated, strong, confident. And the more you get done each day, the more confident you feel, the more in control of your life you feel. And all of these positive changes continue day after day, week after week, until it becomes automatic for you to be like that and feel like that every day. And as this relaxing process now draws to a close, you can allow yourself to continue to relax so comfortably. Let your mind be quiet, peaceful, tranquil. And maybe you might allow yourself to just drift off to sleep. To sleep so deeply, so comfortably, effortlessly, drifting into a comfortable sleep, and continuing to sleep through the night until you wake up in the morning refreshed. So allow yourself to drift deeper and deeper relaxed. And all of the positive suggestions can sink deeply into your subconscious mind and can have a positive effect upon you automatically.